This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
8:10. Good morning to you. And okay, let's dig into the conversation for this morning. I am Ifeyemi Andrew, your host, every other day on the Morning Crossfire. Today, NEMA is to begin evacuation of Nigerians from Sudan. Yes, and it would be done via road. Today on the show, we would be speaking with the Director Special Duties NEMA, Dr. Monimode Bandele. He would be joining us at around 8:30 this morning via telephone to give us details into how the evacuation is looking like and the plans that they have on ground, amongst many other questions that I know you're urging to ask and get answers to, that hopefully would come in the course of our conversation this morning. So until he joins us, I'll give you an idea of what the situation is like. Yesterday, they were in a meeting. I was speaking with Mr. Bandele, and he had said they were in a meeting and they were discussing how this was going to be possible and what modalities would be put in place, considering how perhaps some Nigerians would be moved from through Egypt or through Ethiopia, which had been a problem, trying to, you know, get that those governments of those countries to open up their borders so we can get our citizens through. But what has really caught many people's attention would be comments from the federal government. To be precise, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Geoffrey Onyema, and some of the things he had said about the evacuation process at the time. Some people have questioned why it took so long, or why it's taking so long. If you remember, the Ukraine situation was a similar one, and people, you know, slammed the federal government with regards to its poor handling of the situation, felt like it should have been more swift and more decisive with how the process was being handled. In the moment, the federal government had said it is waiting for the Sudanese government to give the assurance before Nigerian students in Sudan will be evacuated. And Geoffrey had said the reason was because they didn't want to start that process in an unsafe environment. Now, we've heard talks of a ceasefire for a couple of hours. Perhaps that window would be what the government is seeking to utilize to evacuate those students in Sudan. But what is interesting is the defense that was given by Geoffrey Onyema, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, with regards to why it seemed like it was a bit prolonged before, you know, this action is taking place. He said that the government wouldn't evacuate in a safe situation, but then went on to say that the government was trying to get the authorization of the Sudanese government. He also said that the situation for the Nigerian government is challenging because we have more Nigerians in Sudan than any of the other countries who have their citizens in Sudan, amounting to about 5,000. 5,000 registered. Aha. Let me put it that way, 5,000 registered, because in the Afghanistan situation, we know Nigeria doesn't have an embassy or consulate in Afghanistan. And it also says officially there's no Nigerian registered that's in Afghanistan. So it would say from its official document, we don't have any Nigerians in Afghanistan. But that wasn't the case when we, you know, spoke to some Nigerians and businessmen and travelers who had also said we might have some Nigerians maybe illegally in those countries. In that situation, it wouldn't be the duty of the government, maybe the government would say. But coming forward to what the situation is now in Sudan, the minister says the country, the government wasn't sluggish, is what he said. In fact, he was saying some countries had to even start evacuating just yesterday. Some countries began evacuating yesterday, so the Nigerian government was not sluggish. He was even pointing towards the US, Italy, France, to name a few, some of the top nations in Europe and America who evacuated their citizens just yesterday. And he said they had the advantage of doing that and doing that easily because their citizens in Sudan are not as much as those Nigerians, which is about 5,000. And so it was quite easy for them. For us, we have 5,000 citizens, Nigerian citizens in Sudan, and it's more difficult to get the logistics to move these people out of that country. So he had said from today, they were going to hire vehicles, which was also something that was was told by Dr. Bandele yesterday that they're going to work on hiring vehicles to get people out of the country. Buses will start moving people out, but they didn't want to risk it at the time. Thanks to the ceasefire agreement, they said, so the government wants the Sudanese government to assure us that Nigerians in Sudan will be allowed safe passage to drive and convey citizens to borders of choice. And the borders that they're using will be the Egyptian border or the Ethiopian border. The Ethiopian border is not an option, because according to details, the road is quite unsafe. If that has changed by this morning, I wouldn't know. As at yesterday, that was the report, that the road to the Ethiopian border isn't very safe. So we're left with the Egyptian border or to Port Sudan. That's the option available. It brings us to ask, after you hear the reasons and excuses given by the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Mr. Onyema, what would be your own assessment of the government's, you know, response to the evacuation of Nigerians in Sudan? How would you rate, how would you assess the response when you take a look at how we handled the Ukraine situation and how currently we are handling again the Sudanese, the Sudan situation? Many would expect that there is more should be done. We should have been swift with the approach. We know that we have an ambassador. So it means that there should have been regular communication between both governments. We should have been monitoring activities in those countries. It's almost like before the elections here, how in the UK, the US governments are monitoring what we're doing. And when they sense that the tension might be up and it could lead to certain, you know, level of unrest, an advisory is usually issued and they warn their citizens, please do not go to that state, that state, that state, this area, that area, this area. Did the Nigerian government do something of such nature? Because we know there was a fallout between the president and vice president in Sudan, and that was how things started to get out of hand, and now we have factions, and it got to where it is. At the time, were we monitoring what was happening in Sudan because of the interest of Nigerians in Sudan, or maybe economic interest, if we have any in Sudan, which I'm pretty sure we should. I mean, because of the oil, of course. But then have we been trying to monitor the situations? Did the government do that? If it did it issue advisories to Nigerians in that country to say, hey, look at what we think, look at what we are seeing. We're advising our citizens to begin to evacuate if they can or to leave that area, instead of waiting up until this time where it's now even very unsafe. Okay. I'll open the phone lines and let me get your thoughts. You've heard the comments by the Minister of Foreign Affairs and what the situation is like at the moment. NEMA would start the evacuation today. We are going to find out all of that details at around 8:30 from our guest, Dr. Onimode Bandele, who is the Director of Special Duties, NEMA. In the meantime, how do you assess what's your assess of the government's response to evacuation of Nigerians in Sudan? 0817-923-0009. 0817-923-0009. You can also call us up on 0817-923-0007. Again, 0817-923-0007. Someone has said to me, why would anybody leave Nigeria and go to Sudan? Is Nigeria now that bad? Which also brought me to think about the Jackpa syndrome that we have in the country and people wanting to leave at the slightest opportunity. The crisis in Sudan was April 16 was when it started. Two generals, Sudanese army led by Abdel Fattah Burhan and a group known as the Rapid Support Forces led by Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo. And they've been at loggerheads for quite a while, and it has gotten to the stage that it is now in the capital, Khartoum. In fact, a French national was also shot over the weekend with regards to this particular fighting ongoing in that country at the moment. Hello, Nigerian info. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning to you.
Yeah, my name is Ogundu, and I'm calling you from Rumosi.
Okay, Ogundu, go ahead.
Yeah, I think when a particular individual, whether in the family, as a son, as a boy, as a girl, finds a path.
Hello? Ogundu, are you responding to the question I asked?
Exactly, I am.
Okay.
Follows a path of what? How do I mean? Always coming to say, you are doing this based on because this is happening. That you are not doing this late. That you are doing this. And your parents have done theirs yesterday. That ours is not late. What we are saying in essence is this. When a country has people who's in power that gives us excuses rather than actions, I think that government has failed. If you ask me, I've been watching CNN. None of the governmental officials has ever opened his mouth to say such a thing that we are going to, we are bound to, and we want to, that every other side are just doing their own because we are not late. I think the government of Nigeria should start picking up from late talking and doing actions. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
All right. I mean, I understand the Foreign Affairs Minister's position, but some also would argue, what's bad if Nigeria is a country that, if we lead by example and maybe we become among the very first people to evacuate our citizens, regardless of the numbers? Muriel is not Krika. Good morning.
Hello, Asimi. Good morning.
Yes, good morning to you.
I'm Muriel on the line. You see, Asimi, there's no feeling about being a Nigerian. You don't feel special. You don't feel unique. You don't feel as if you're a priority when it comes to your government. They don't have any value for you. In fact, you just feel as if you're on your own in your own country. Now, those in Sudan should not feel otherwise. They shouldn't believe that when they were in Nigeria, they were not regarded. Then now when they go to other countries, then they now automatically will not be special. No. Now, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, he has asked them to go to these borders. Does he know if they even have any access to money? Now, have they provided means for them to go to these borders? You just tell them, find your way anyhow to this place, then we'll come. Is that how other countries treat their citizens? So I don't think they should find their way. If they can, I just believe they should just try as much as they find their way. But this is not an option. You don't know if they can even go there. How do you even provide transportation or look for a way to get buses or any means to at least convey them to this place? You just tell them to find their way, just as you've always treated us here. So why do we think that we are not expecting anything special or anything? Absolutely not. So they should just find their way.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. JJ in Rumigbo, good morning.
Andrew, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
There's a statement you made, and I want to know who made that statement. That it was just yesterday that some European countries like Italy and all those ones were moving their
The Minister of Foreign Affairs.
We are just a funny people. It's just comedy to the world. So it means the first class. See, my uncle told me something. That we Nigerians and black people shouldn't be worshipping God directly. That we go meet the Oyibo people and thank them. These are a statement to not me. Then on Sunday, they will go thank God on our behalf. And that's exactly what the Minister of Foreign Affairs has told us right now, bro. What he has told us is that the most important people just started moving their people out. So why the rush? I don't get this whole thing. Citizen is citizen. For goodness sake, this statement shouldn't be coming from the minister. For me, if I see him, if you connect him, I will tell him, bro, you just have to throw in the towel for making this statement. It's not a good one. Oh, those that are making heaven are still, they just left yesterday, so we can wait till when the fire starts again. It doesn't make any sense now.
All right, JJ, thank you very much. A short commercial is underway. We'll go for that one now. Hopefully when we return, we'll make time and try to get contact with our guests so we can hear more. In the meantime, let us know your assessment of the response to the evacuation. 0809-030-6416 is the WhatsApp number.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Past 8, the Morning Crossfire continues. Ifeemi Andrew is my name, still 92.3 Nigeria Info. By the way, we are live on Facebook and on Twitter, so join the conversation. You can go on Facebook, Nigeria Info, 92.3 PH, on Twitter, Nigeria Info PH. So join the conversation live on either Facebook or Twitter, and you can watch us live in the studio and drop your comments. Remember, we're asking you to tell us your assessment of the government's response to the evacuation of Nigerians in Sudan. That's the question. How do you assess the response out of a scale of 1 to 10, perhaps? Let us know. I've read out for you the comments of the Minister for Foreign Affairs, his position and view as to why. Well, he thinks that we did not waste any time. He thinks that we are not acting sluggishly. He thinks the government is doing what it can and the best that it can. And he thinks that, other countries like the US, Italy, and the rest of them just started evacuation yesterday, so we don't really have to worry. We're not acting too late. Those were his position, his comments, and that was his position on behalf of the government. Well, today, NEMA is to start that process of evacuation. And so, we're all waiting. Everybody's expected. How is that process going to look like is what we are going to find out from my guest any moment from now, who is the Director of Special Duties, NEMA, Dr. Onimode Bandele. In the meantime, the WhatsApp number for you to send your messages to is 0809-030-6416. Let's go over to the phone lines. We'll take a few calls as we try to establish contact with our guests. 0817-923-0009, 0817-923-0007. That is the number to call on WhatsApp. Again, 0809-030-6416. David is in Yenagoa. Good morning, David.
Yenagoa, Mr. Andrew.
All right. So what's your assessment of the government's response so far?
In my humble opinion, and looking at it from the way and manner some people, you know, are putting it up, it's not as if the government is not making effort. I think the government is making every serious effort to see that it evacuates its citizens in Nigeria out of Sudan. You remember when the Ukraine-Russia war started? You know, the same panic came up. And at the end of the day, Nigerian citizens were also evacuated from Ukraine. I don't think there have never been in any country where there is a war crisis that Nigeria as a country had never evacuated or made safe its citizens. It's just that to some of us who are apprehensive, it will look as if the government is slow. But even the minister, I don't speak for him, even the minister himself, I don't think he's having a proper sleep. He loses sleep every minute, every second. The government is working on the clock to see how they will safely evacuate Nigerians from Sudan. They are also taking into consideration the risk involved in moving these people.
Hello, David.
I think the government is doing something.
All right.
It's not just putting it out as if the government is not doing anything or the government is adamant about the life and people.
All right. Thank you very much, David. Thank you.
No, sir. Once again, my name is David. Have a nice day.
0817-923-0009, 0817-923-0007. That is the number to call. On WhatsApp, it is 0809-030-6416. That is the number to send your WhatsApp messages to. Go to a few of your comments on Facebook now, shall we? Kinsley Amadi says, in the first place, what are they doing there in Sudan? Nigeria is 100 times better than Sudan. Oko Namdi says, let Epis come to their rescue as usual, because government officials cannot send their children to study. All right, let's go to Daniel in Imo Gates. Hello, Daniel. Good morning.
Andrew.
All right, go on, Daniel.
Yes, we can now understand who we are. I am talking about Nigeria, our Nigerian. That is to say, if others are not evacuating their own, we Nigerians would have remained there until all of them, maybe they kill all of them. We are doing, because from the statement you are giving there, we are doing that because others are evacuating there. This is whom Nigeria, this is who we are. Now, Onyema, please, from what we are getting, I don't talk like this before. I believe in Nigeria, I believe in oneness. Onyema, when you go, because of what is happening for SND, but that is detained in Lagos, evacuating Igbos first. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Daniel. Ruben from Romaoli is on the line. Hello, Ruben. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right. Go ahead, Ruben.
I think we have not actually gotten it right with the kind of persons we actually bring into public office. And when I say so, indeed, there are some persons who have no business in public office, because when you are in office, it's about priority, and your priority is to your nation. Now, we see a situation whereby we got the state of the nation complains, talking about the citizens, that we don't have power. And under this administration, you hear those who are saddled with the responsibility of ensuring that there is power, telling us that when you go to Niger, when you go to other African countries, things are like that. Nigeria is far better than them. We are talking about what is available here and what should be given to our citizens.
All right,
now,
Mr. Ruben.
Credited.
Apologies, Mr. Ruben. We'll get back to you, but we have to hook up with our guests now, who's live with us via telephone, Dr. Onimode Bandele, the Director, Special Duties, NEMA. Sorry, you're welcome, and good morning to you.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
All right, quickly, sir, we'd just like you to bring us up to speed. We are aware that evacuation is supposed to commence today for Nigerians in Sudan. Where are we on that at the moment?
I can confirm to you that the arrangement was intact as at midnight, so I need to get back to the ambassador in Khartoum to be sure if movement has started. But like I said yesterday in the media, today is the day that we set for the movement from Khartoum to Egypt.
Okay, so at the moment you cannot confirm if the process has started, if we've started evacuation, but then the plans on ground.
The movement has started, but the process is ongoing. There are two different things.
Okay. All right, so what sort of plans are on ground? Because we heard the minister yesterday for foreign affairs mentioning buses are being made available that will move people. And when they get to Egypt, is there any other plan as to how they will be moved from Egypt to Nigeria, or are they going to remain in Egypt in some sort of camp?
No, they are going to be airlifted to Nigeria. You are aware that prior to you, the goodwill by ARPC yesterday, arrangement has been made with commercial airlines of Nigerian origin to get these nationals back to the country. So those processes are still intact.
And then when they get back to the country, any plans on ground as to how perhaps they will be fend for or reintegrated for some of them who have spent most of their lives in Sudan? I mean, we had similar situation with the Ukraine incident where some people came back and had nothing to do because they have nothing here at home. And it was a huge problem for them trying to find their feet. Were some of those things put into consideration this time while we're preparing for evacuation for those in Sudan?
The plan is all-encompassing, and I must confess to you from the discussion I had with the ambassador, majority of those are coming back as students who have their parents in this country. We're not just going to bring them to Nigeria and throw them out. We're going to ensure that they are adequately catered for to reunite with their families. So if there are one or two cases that have lost contact with their people, we'll do some tracing for them to get back to their origin.
And can we be clear on how many Nigerians are we expecting? How many Nigerians in Sudan are being evacuated? And how many?
3,500.
All right. Reports that were made earlier from the minister had said 5,000.
That was a working figure, but we're talking about actual figure now. You know, when a process like this starts, you will see other Nigerians coming out, taking into consideration the intensity or otherwise of the crisis on ground. Some will now volunteer to be evacuated to Nigeria. So those people too will still come on. If we have more people coming out, the media will be adequately informed about additional numbers.
Okay. And for so many Nigerians here in the country, the question on our minds have been why it has taken quite a long period of time. Some people had said maybe the government had been slow about it and not as proactive enough as it should have been, looking at how this whole crisis in Sudan started. Is there any explanation as to why it took this long? Or if there is, can you let us know about what could have been responsible?
What has been responsible is that the fighting was intense and we're not ready to risk the life of any of our nationals. So Nigerian government was proactive enough, but had to study the situation to be sure there is a safe corridor for us to move our nationals out of Sudan. It wasn't a deliberate delay, but it was government studying the security situation before commencement of this evacuation.
All right. And then before we let you go, sir, we know that you have a busy schedule ahead. Which of the airports are we expecting the arrivals, if that's going to happen today? Or are we going to also get statements from you with regards to whether the process has started? Because you said you were going to confirm.
We will inform the public as soon as the first flight is taking off at the time of expected time of arrival in Abuja.
All right. Thank you very much for just sparing a bit of your time with us on the show this morning.
Thank you for having me. I have a great day ahead.
You too. Well, there you just heard from the Director of Special Duties, Onimode Bandele, and you can get firsthand, you hear now that he's not sure if the evacuation itself has commenced, but the process has been concluded and the plans have been concluded. That happened as at 12 midnight. I told you I'd spoken with him yesterday. I've been on his tail trying to ensure that we get details of the situation. And eventually, he had told me, well, this is what they are planning now. He has just said that those plans were concluded at 12 midnight, and now they're waiting, and he would have to confirm from the ambassador whether or not the process of evacuation has actually started. But Nema had already said that would be today. They would start the evacuation today. A time frame was not given, so it's still just a couple of minutes before 9, so let's wait and see what happens before the day runs out. In the meantime, back to the phone lines. You heard from the guest. What is your own position? It's 0817923009. 0817923007. You also heard me ask him about plans to help reintegrate for some who might not have families, who would have lost properties. Well, he says the plan is all encompassing. And also, he also had explained to us what the possible reason was for the delay in the evacuation process. And it was because, he says, the Nigerian government needed to be sure that it could safely evacuate its citizens from Sudan. Temple is in Rukboku. Let's hear from Temple now. Good morning.
Good morning once again, the very distinguished Ifemi Ami.
Right, go ahead.
I think listening to your guest, what I perceive is the unseriousness of government and that of NEMA. And when we talk about hiring boss, I don't even know where they are hiring this boss. Instead of, you know, talking about, you know, collaborating or partnering with this airline and making sure that we evacuate these Nigerians as fast and quick as possible, they are talking of boss from where to where. Now, we are talking about a country that is even ravaged with crisis. We are talking about boss. I don't even say about true bosses. For me, I want to appeal to this government to be up and doing. Look at our president, who is supposed to be saddled with the responsibility of, you know, checkmating this thing, or taking oversight function and making sure that this our brothers and sisters are being returned stably. He's been moving from one country to the other. So unfortunate.
All right, Temple, thank you very much. Litan Barry from Bori. Straight to the point, Litan Barry. Good morning.
Hello, good morning, Ifeanyi Andrew.
Yeah, straight to the point. Good morning.
Yeah. Hello?
Go ahead, Litan Barry.
Okay. My concern to the interview you just rendered to your guests is that most times after interviewing guests of this kind, giving us sweet statements that will encourage us to come, at the end of the day, we will see that some of these things will not be properly handled. You see, the people will come into this country and start lamenting.
Well, until they get Ambari, we'll call him back and he has to explain to us why that situation is what it is when that time comes.
Pardon?
I said, until that time comes, when that happens, he would be here to explain to us as well.
And by secondly, the people that are coming, let it not be that when they arrive in this country, they will lack even how to sustain you when they get to their people. At least they should be kept in a place where their people can come and sort out if there are people they've missed for some time. They can be able to come to that camp and sort out, see whether they can meet their people.
Okay, Litan Barry, thank you. I think I asked him all of that question, and he had said the plan on ground is all-encompassing. I was taking his mind to the Ukraine situation where we had people who were complaining in what shelter that they were given, food, water, and some of them who lost businesses, who have no family here anymore, who have no home, no business, and all the complaints that came. And he says the plan on ground is all-encompassing. Unfortunately, we couldn't really take too much of his time because, I mean, you would understand that it's going to be a very busy morning, and he had promised to just give us a few minutes on the show, which he has done. Ruben is in Rumahollu. We'll get over to Ruben shortly. But let's know from you too. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. Don't forget, we are live on Facebook. Take advantage of that platform and on Twitter as well. Hello, Ruben.
Yeah, Andrew. Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, see, like as I was saying earlier on before your live guest called in, it is quite sad the kind of response we get from those in government. You know quite all right that Nigerians have these expectations. We have our loved ones in most of these countries. Like a lot of your callers have expressed worries. From the moment your guest even started talking, it's like almost exonerating us or kind of making everybody who called with the fear of the attitude of Nigerian government towards reacting in cases like this, very obvious. Now, he has told us now that the process is ongoing, but evacuation has not. I want to be very sure that I think from the news we got yesterday, there is a 74-hour ceasefire agreement.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
From what he has said, we want to believe that they couldn't go into Sudan to evacuate because they don't want to endanger anyone. In quote, but within the 74 hours, for now that we know that there is a ceasefire, maybe they could do something. Because this is the same situation Nigerian government made mention during the Ukraine, not even during when the Ukraine and Russia was started, and also during the xenophobic in South Africa. But we saw a situation whereby the evacuation actually came late, even when several agreements or loopholes were being explored by other countries to evacuate their nationals. We have never been proactive. But the funny thing is, those in government think that Nigerians do not follow up the situation in international communities to know what is happening there and other countries. What a statement. Give us, in as much as we are not happy with the statement credit to the young man we just called on your studio, is far better than the earlier statement from the foreign affairs minister that other countries are now doing so. So we wait for other countries to do something before we know what to do. Don't tell us what you are doing. It might not be satisfactory to us, but tell us. Then we'll not know what to do from there, because most of the persons who are calling now, their loved ones are there. It is as a result of the information we are getting like this that we call them to say, okay, go to so-so-so area. This is what we hear from the country. That might help them.
All right, thank you very much, Ruben. Well, the question I would have asked him was, where would they pick up these people in Khartoum? But then I couldn't, because he had already said he doesn't even have information as to when they would start, so he would need to speak with the ambassador, and the ambassador would be the person to give all of that information before he would be able to address us here. So we hope that maybe by tomorrow or in the course of the day, we get more details and find out how the situation is going, because honestly, if you telling people to go by bus, and the plan is this: move them by bus to Egypt, get to the border in Egypt, and then he had said in collaboration with Air Peace and some other local airlines, they would be airlifted from Egypt back home to Nigeria, and specifically he mentioned the Abuja International Airport. So that's how the plan is going to look like, and plans to ensure that these people are well taken care of until they reunite with their families. He says it's also on ground. We'll take another call from Michael now before we go on to we lost the call from Michael. Michael, you can do well to get back to us. More messages on Facebook. Nkwaikanke Udoaka says, so all their investment in Sudan will be destroyed. Learn to invest in your country. Every time, Jakwa. Some of them probably sold land to go to Sudan. Roundface says, good morning. I access or rate the response of the government 2 over 10. How can our government think of evacuating 5,000 people by road in a country where there's war? Well, another information we got from the director was 3,000 people. 5,000 was the working number, but what's on ground now is 3,000, he says. This one says, OG or KOCC, Nigerian government should act really fast. Collins Agumagu says, Nigerian government must do everything humanly possible to evacuate our youths studying in Sudan. Somebody asked me this question. Is it possible that our country, Nigeria, has lost the respect it has in the international community? Or, put it this way, the kind of command it should have within the Committee of Nations? Because the reason was because some feel, well, this is Nigeria, supposedly the giant of Africa. It should send some sort of signal only by hearing the name Nigeria. It's almost like when you hear the US or the UK or Canada or Russia. You know, it's a message. Michael is back on from Bori. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I am Mr. Michael.
All right, we get that, Michael. Just go on and tell us what's your opinion about the evacuation process.
Yes, I want to say that our people here in Nigeria should not panic. I believe that whatever that is happening there, our ambassador in Sudan is really in the picture. And he is as well communicating to people in Nigeria. Just like some other people were saying that our minister here has to ensure he does everything quickly. I believe that whatever that he's doing is in line with our ambassador there. So I believe that definitely they will get our people out of Sudan.
All right, then. Thank you very much, Michael. Okay, and that will be it for the phone calls. We'll stick to more of your messages now. So please do well to use the WhatsApp portal 0809-030-6416. That would be the WhatsApp number. Good morning, Andrew. Our government is not inept and it's incompetent. Okay, the government is so inept and incompetent, you say. The minister is saying other countries started evacuation only yesterday, but he subconsciously omitted the fact that planning for these evacuations had been in place weeks ago. It's a shame the government is never proactive. Another person here says it's unfortunate. Most Nigerians don't believe in themselves. Talk less about the government. Evacuating citizens from a war-torn area has a procedure. Human beings are the ones going to carry out the operation, so those ones can go and die. all in the name of evacuating. The government is not slow. We can't lose any Nigerian because of evacuation. The evacuation must be done with due process. Good morning, Andrew Kelly from Port Harcourt says Nigerians have been going places where they are not called, for ages. I think I should correct an impression. The relationship between Nigeria and Sudan is really long history. Over four decades of relationship. I think it's just shocking to a few people now because you're, and I think it's a relationship that has a lot more, I think the interest of the North, if you know youths in the North, I think because many people from the northern part of this country go towards that area more for obvious reasons. But the relationship between Nigeria and Sudan has been there for a long time. We're just getting to hear about it now because of the situation on ground. Otherwise, it's not a new one. And the ambassador, Sefiu Olukayode, had also said a few things about how they are working, but it did not. I'm trying to see if he mentioned anything about the time, but I can't find any with regards to the time that the evacuation would start. So we'll just keep our fingers crossed and we'll give you all of the details as soon as they break on the news bulletin. So you just need to stick around for that. Good morning. This is called See Finish. How on earth will Nigeria go and study or even stay in Sudan? Divine. You see what I was trying to say? But the relationship between Nigerian and Sudan has been there for ages. It's not just now. We've had plenty of Nigerians, plenty of Sudanese people with Nigerian origins. That's how long it's been. It's not just something that's happening now. Well, thank you very much. This is where we wrap things up on the Morning Crossfire. My name is Ifeemi Andrew on all platforms. Ifeemi Andrew Official on Instagram, Ifeemi Andrew on Facebook, and Ifeemi Andrew Official on Twitter. All right, we can continue the conversation there. Have a great morning. Stay tuned.